Blog Talk Radio.
I do not know what's going on, but so I called into my show. Really, I just want to start the whole show over. The screen is blurry. I don't know what's going on here. Give me a second here, folks. I don't know what's going on. So just one quick second. Oh, okay, I'm just going to try to wipe down the camera again. There is something really weird with the camera and something. So sorry, folks. Everybody hold on. Here we go. Is that better? That's a little better. Sorry about that. Okay, here we go. Good morning, everybody. Hello, Patrick. How are you? Thank you so much for the compliment. You are so kind. I want to say hi to Heather and Caroline and Fawn, and I know there are other people watching on YouTube, and to the callers, sorry for the beginning of the show. I want to say also hi to Stevie, my brother. Stephen, I hope you're having an amazing day today. Okay, everybody. Hopefully this isn't going to be the whole show, right? Hey, Amy, how are you? So I want to let you know this show does air on WSCS, on WSCS, Rude Rangers TV, Roku, Apple TV, and a number of other streaming channels, and almost every podcast and radio station. So just to let you know that, if you'd like to join the show live, I'm on every Monday and Wednesday at noon Central Time. You can join us on YouTube, or you can join us, you can call in. 845-277-9131 is the call-in number. And what else? I know there are other things, but for some reason, my brain is not working with them right now. We will get to them, though. We will get to them. Okay, here we go. I'm going to start to take callers. When I say your area code, please tell me where you're calling from and your name, and then have an exact question available. And, guys, today is going to be like a 30-minute show because right after the show I have – some things that I have to do, and so I'm really sorry that today is going to be a shorter show. But let's get started right away with the calls. 216, what's your name and where are you calling from? Okay, well, you know, let's go next to 415. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony, it's Kate.
Oh, you know what I forgot to do, everybody? Hold on a second. Okay, start again. Maybe 216. Hold on. I'm going to come back to you. I forgot to put it on speaker. And what is going on with me today? Okay, 415. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. This is Kate, and now I'm calling from Colorado.
Kate, how is Colorado?
Oh, my God. I got a house-sitting job, and it's amazing time of year. I wanted to come up here in all the aspen trees, and I can't even describe how beautiful it is up here.
How amazing. How very amazing. Okay, so what's going on? That sounds simply amazing and beautiful. What's going on today, Kate? How can I help you?
House-sitting jobs, and now I'm going to start, you know, do something as well for income that I can move around and do this, you know, so while teaching English, or, you know, I have other ideas that, because, you know, for now I'm free to do this and explore the area, and there's a lot of people now house sitting. And so just anything about doing both, that in any tips. I know you'd say a lot about working from home and starting your own business, but,
Is moving. Kate, I think this is beautiful and perfect for you right now. I feel like you, just a couple really quick things. Okay, Amy, I will get to that question. Hi, Frankie. I'm sorry, Kate. I'm kind of watching the chat while I'm talking to you, and Amy has a question for you. But I'm going to answer your question, and then we'll get to Amy's question.
Okay, I'll talk about this lifestyle.
I love my people so stinking much. I love all of you so stinking much. And Kate, if you are not on YouTube and you want to jump on YouTube and have a conversation with Amy about this, I'm going to ask her question, but let me first tell you, the only thing I'm getting for you as far as house sitting is a couple of things. Make sure you appropriately time out your jobs, meaning don't piggyback your job. Make sure there's a little time in between each job. Make sure you're consistent with your work, and make sure you are getting videos prior to your job, confirming that the place you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing is actually the place you're going to, and it does look the way it's supposed to look. Especially if it's outside of the country, make sure you're doing that, or in an area you're not familiar with. And then the last thing I'm getting is you might want to run background checks on, let's just say, if your spidey senses tingle, definitely do those background checks on the homeowners. Those are the only things I'm getting as far as this goes. I feel like this is a really good thing for you. I feel like you should keep doing it. I feel like it's going to be very powerful. And while you're doing it, absolutely, 100%, do the organizing or setting up for your next venture and or business or job, whatever else it is you're going to be doing. I feel like you can actually coordinate a couple house sitting jobs in one area and then go to another area and do them. But I feel like word of mouth is going to get out about you also. So you will be able to, once you've worked for somebody and they tell other people, it will be very, very good for you. Okay, love? The last thing is make sure when you walk into a house, you take video of everything in the house and the way it is.
Yeah.
And then when you walk out of the house also. I don't know why I'm getting that also. Okay, love? Those are the things I'm getting. I hope that answers your question. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, definitely. I'm doing it now through organizations that vet both sides, and I had to do background check to be part of it. So, but yeah, when I move on to doing it without a company in the middle, then for sure I will. Those are good tips for both sides' safety.
Good. Now, that was Amy's question on YouTube. She wants to know, how do you secure a house-sitting job? So if you're comfortable sharing the organization's name, that would be
great.
Go right ahead.
I'll do that. I'll jump on and put it in chat.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Kate, I love this for you. It feels really good.
Aww.
And you do like a bit of a wandering spirit. So I do feel like this is going to be a really good fit for you.
Yeah.
It'll be an amazing fit for you. Okay.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you. I think through this, I'll find the place that I really want to settle is kind of what I'm getting from it for myself.
I agree with that. I feel like it's going to be a really good thing for you. I feel like you're going to grow from this, and it's going to give you that freedom that you're searching for, too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, and Patrick Kate, Patrick on YouTube wants to know, how do you find someone to house sit for you? Oh, my God.
The same organizations that I'll put in, you can be a member as a homeowner or a member as a house sitter.
Okay, so Patrick, there's an organization, and Kate's going to jump on the YouTube chat in a second and answer your and Amy's question of this organization for you guys. It will be helpful. Thank you, Kate, so much. And everybody, that was a Amber Alert alarm that just went off on my phone. This show is ridiculous right now. Okay, Kate, thank you so much for calling in. I look forward to seeing you on the chat. And to your next call, thank you so much, love. Okie dokie. I'm going to go to 216. We're going to try 216 again. 216, what's your name and where are you calling from? Okay, that wasn't me being on speaker. That's just 216 might be muted. I'm going to go to 609. 609, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Shay, and I'm calling from California.
Hey, Shay, how can I help you today? Hello, can you hear me?
Hey. Yes, I can hear you. Hey. Can you hear me?
I can. Shay, how can I help you today?
So I was hoping to get some insight and possibly a prediction on a person that I previously was involved with. Their initials are SC.
Okay. And what specifically would you like to know? What specifically would you like to know about this person?
Anything important that Spirit wants me to know about the present or near future, possibly? I'm open to either.
Okay, so I think more specifically what I'm asking is, do you want to know, is this person coming back? Will it be successful? Yada, yada. I won't. If you two are not together, I'm not just going to go read that person and tell you what's going on in their life. I don't think you're asking that. I think you want to know what's going to happen between the two of you, right?
Yes.
Let me ask you, here's what I'm going to tell you. Are you and this person back together already?
No.
Okay. It's easy for me to say I was getting a no, but I like to double check what I get from Spirit with the person. I was getting a no. I'm going to tell you this. I'm just going to call this person S for lack of a better whatever. I'm just going to call him S. Here's what I'm hearing. And you can confirm this if you're aware of it, but I think the way I'm going to say this might help you with your future decisions about this person. This person actually, from what I'm hearing, according to the angels, and this is not in any way, shape, or form an insult, this person has some critical thinking inability. This person's critical thinking abilities are a little bit off. Thank you. Thank you. This person is not able to go through or have, critical thinking is when there's something right in front of us and we have to make quick decisions. This is my understanding of critical thinking. We have to make those right now, this is what's going on type of decisions. The person you're referring to has a lot of trouble with critical thinking ability. And some people do. It takes a lot to be able to be kind of Johnny on the spot or to be into an argument and be able to think clearly or to make hurried decisions about certain things. When push comes to the shove, oh my God, who am I channeling right now? When push comes to shove, this person will bail because they can't think, or the ability to see three steps ahead is not that strong, especially in a moment of critical thinking. Whew, okay, we're getting there. I'm being able to get this out. And a lot of people have this. Don't get me wrong. A lot of people, when they're in that intense moment, you know, firefighters, police officers, doctors, nurses, they have those critical thinking abilities. They rush into where everybody else is rushing out of. Not everybody, and not a lot of the population does not have critical thinking skills. It's more in our primal thoughts to run, you know, fight, flight, freeze, to run, control, or is scary, or however we want to do this. This person is definitely like a flight type of, or a shutdown type of person. Now you, on the other hand, you're a very passionate person. Now, the reason I'm going all the way around the world with this and explaining this in such detail is these two characteristics don't always go well together. A passionate type of person will definitely be passionate about a lot of things and can be a little bit passionate, whether, you know, during conversation, during arguments, during adult time, whatever it is, where a person who isn't as strong with the critical thinking will back down or run from certain situations in this relationship. And what I'm basically going to say is, both of you, if you two get back together, one of the things that you are going to have to do is change the way you communicate with each other. Things can't get to a point where they are passionate. They have to be more thought out, and more time has to be taken about things. I know that I'm saying this in such a roundabout, weird way. This person and you are going to communicate again. I think during that communication, you are going to be the person who has to make the choice of whether this is healthy for both of you moving forward. I can't tell you what to do if this person reaches out to you, or if you decide to reach out to this person. All I can tell you is to sit back and figure out if you think this can be a healthy situation for the two of you. You can only control your emotions, your behaviors, and the way you respond to things. You can't control the way this person responds to things or how they behave. So what I'm really going to tell you is really assess if this is good. Now, I'm going to tell you, you know, being in love with someone, it can be torture, because sometimes we have to make a head over heart decision instead of a heart over head decision. And love, you can simply adore someone. You can think they are everything, but you can't get, like, culturally or communication or whatever it is, you might not, there may be some other things that are really important to you and or this other person that will be in the way of this being a successful union. So the one thing that I would say to you is to really think, what will it take to be in a healthy relationship? What does that look like? What would that how would we communicate, how would we interact together, and then are both of us capable of accomplishing that? And that is what I'm going to tell you, because this, you and this person, the short, easy answer, yep, you're going to talk again. Yep, you have the chance to get back together. Yep, there might even be a hookup in this situation. Should that happen? Well, it might be a cycle that the two of you are running. But if you can, and this is the most important thing, if you can both sit down and talk about how you communicate and how you work the tough times out, that will be amazing, and you might have a chance to make this a very long-term situation. Now, I would, if you, whoever has the critical thinking thing going on, I would research that a little bit and see how to work with that and if you're capable of working with that. If you're not capable of working with that, there's nothing wrong with that, okay? We shouldn't have to walk on eggshells around anybody or tiptoe around important subjects with people, especially people we're intimately involved with, okay, love? I know that's kind of a long answer, and I know that that is I hope that that is helpful. I really hope it's helpful.
It resonates because communication is a big message that I've been receiving through my spirit guides as of lately. So I definitely can see how that is truthful. And also, yes, he is the type of person where things get very heavy for him. He has to take some time back to think things through and respond, and I'm not that way. I'm more of a, I see the situation and I'm able to assess, and, you know, I'll want to jump on it and talk about it and work things out as soon as possible.
Yeah, and you know what? You know, I think we've all been in relationships where communication has been challenging at the very least. And what I'm going to say to you is, if in a relationship, whether with a friend or a partner, if communication isn't on point, the relationship won't work. Now, I'm going to give other examples. If the person is not honest, don't waste your time. Like, why would you want anything to do with a person who can't tell the truth? You never know what's coming out of their mouth and if it's true or not. If the person cannot effectively have just a normal conversation with you, let alone when there's a problem, to sit down and work that out. And there's a thing, like, if somebody's going at somebody in an, and they feel like they might be under attack and they don't know how to respond, okay, give them a minute, but days, no. And figure out that way how we can communicate to make it work. But I'm going to tell you, communication is key. No matter how good the intimacy is, if you don't have solid communication, it's all going to fall apart eventually, and it will keep going through that cycle, okay? And don't ever be in a situation where you are on your tippy toes or you're afraid to say things or afraid to even say them in the way that you would say them, because that is so unhealthy and it will eventually cause health, physical health problems in you. Okay, love?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you for confirming that that was on point for us. And I wish you the best with this. Now, I am going to tell you, I normally wouldn't do this, but for you, I'm going to. If you decide to, you know, move on from this situation in about, I hear 3 months, 4 months, and then I hear 6 months, there's going to be somebody new coming into your life. So I think in between the 3 and 4 month mark, somebody new is coming in. This is a really good person. I see this person being extremely passionate. I see this person's skin tone being not white. They're not a fair person. They're in their skin tone. They have either that olive or brown, what I like to call that brown sugar looking skin. So their skin tone And that could be anything from, you know, Italian, Greek, whatever ethnicity has that olive or brown skin tone, okay? It could be Latin, it could be whatever. It's just not a fair-complected person. To come in, now this person and you will have really good communication skills, and the sexy time will be off the hook. It will be like, okay, for those of you, what I'm about to say, for those of you who know, you know, bounce, tick a bounce, bounce. And for those of you who don't know, you don't need to know. So
that's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, I still turn red. It's probably a good thing that I get to still turn red on certain comments, but it is good. Thank you, Queen of Hearts. It is going to be like nothing ever before. The communication and the intimacy will take you to new levels. So if you can take some time and heal yourself and realize it's okay to want what you want, it's okay to let go of what doesn't work and move into what does work. It's okay to, you know what, it's just okay to get what you want, right? It's okay to get what we want. It's not our responsibility, whether you're male or female, to fix that person or to deal with something that doesn't work. It's I don't care if you're a man or a woman, if you're with somebody and it's that, like, sort of situation, let them go be with somebody that they fit with, but we get to go be with somebody that we 1,000,000% fit with, right? Like, we get to go be with somebody that we have good communication, good intimacy, we like the same types of food. It's just, it works, and it's out there. I see it every day. It's out there. So don't stop till you get there. And okay. I do feel like between 3 and 4 months, that's coming in. We're in the mid-October, November, December, January. Yep. Mid-January to February is when this person's going to come in. And then around the six-month mark, you're going to really – like, you might meet this person between that the 3 and 4 month mark, but then around the 6 month mark, I feel like either it's going to solidify or take off. And that's only between 2 and 3 months of being in that relationship, and I think that's going to be amazing for you. And you're going to know, even though you're going to know this person is the person, don't skip steps, because the steps in the beginning are the stories you tell later, and they're what build the foundation of the relationship. Okay, love?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day, and thank you so much for calling in. It was really awesome to be able to channel for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, I'm so sorry. Today's only a 30-minute show. I wish I could stay on longer. Okay, Frankie, yes, normally I do allow people to ask questions in the chat. Excuse me, and I get to them when I can. However, today I can only do 30 minutes. If you have a quick question, post it. I'll try to answer it for you. Hey, angels. Hi, how are you? Thank you for joining, Lady in Red. Thank you so much for joining. Okay, you guys that are new, for everybody new on my channel, I come on every Monday and Wednesday, and I do a minimum of 30 minutes, but I try to do 60 minutes. Unfortunately, today is going to be a little bit shorter of a show. I am going to try to come on Friday night and do a show. I think that'll be just a lot of fun to do a late Friday night show or a Saturday afternoon show. Hey, Angels wants to know, can you see when the relationship between me and my son will be getting better? Okay, let me see if I can get that real quick for you. Okay, this is a really difficult one. I'm going to give you the really short answer, which anybody who knows me knows that's really difficult for me. I'm going to tell you in about a month there's going to be a little bit of communication. Don't expect a lot at that time. But the holidays between you and your son are going to be a little bit turbulent. Around February, there's going to be a turn. The biggest thing I hear for you is stand your ground. Don't cave in. I don't care how old a son is. They always need their mom to be their mom, not their friend, okay? And the same thing with girls and their mom. We always need our mom to be, they can be our friend, but they still need to be our mom. Don't cave into your son. There are some things going on in his life that you're not aware of. Hold your purse strings when it comes to him. Hold your purse strings, okay? There are some things in his life that you might not be aware of that are going on. He is struggling. I see he might have some, a little bit of, I see him being angry. I'm not going to say he has anger issues. I'm going to say he has some anger, at least about one subject. And it might be that when he doesn't get his way, he totally toddles out. And that's just my way of saying he throws a little bit of a temper tantrum when he doesn't get his way. He gets angry and then people cave to him or whatever, however that is. I hope, hi, angels. I hope I'm keying into your son here. This is the person I'm connecting with. And I am going to tell you that he is, around February, things will calm down for him. It's not going to be where you need it to be, but stand your ground and be strong, okay? He has to learn right now a few things, and you're still his mama, so you still have to teach him that, okay, love? Kate, a quick clearing to get everything we want. Okay, we are now all of our manifestations are coming to us easily and powerfully. I get a no. Let's clear that. Thank you, Kate, for that suggestion. Oh, my God. Oh, guys. Yes. Clearing. It's clearing. Oh, my eyes are literally watering on that one, Kate. That is a goodie. Thank you for that one. Oh, my God. My eyes are so watery. Okay, you guys that are new, I also do healings and or clearings during the show, and holy guacamole, that one is a big one. Thank you for hanging tough with me on the show today. I love you guys so stinking much. I will be back this week sometime, so if you haven't subscribed and you want to know when I come on, just subscribe or follow me or do whatever you need to do. And I will be back this week, I promise you, because this show was so short and out of control. By the way, I'm sorry about the internet going in and out. There's actually a little bit of a storm in my area, and today's show was just ridiculous. I don't even think I could submit it to the TV station, you guys. But I will be back this week for another show, and I'm here every Monday and Wednesday at noon Central doing, like I said, at least a 30-minute show, but I try to do a 60-minute show. I love you guys so, so much. Thank you for being on this journey. Thank you for calling in, being on YouTube with me. I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you. Until the next show, please take care of yourself, be safe, and have an amazing rest of the day. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.